This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
One less possibility of a Democrat hearing that song as Kamala Harris dumps out of the race. And then there was one less while the president marches across Europe, specifically spending time in England. We'll get to that in just a second. And the president blasting the censure over the Ukraine deal, which, of course, goes back to the Ukrainian phone call on July 25th. Hey, everybody, just another day in these United States. Kate Delaney saying you're probably over your tryptophan for now, and I don't want to put you back in that coma kind of state. But if you have any vested interest in the stock market, oh, you had a rough day. No chips to take to the window. The Dow plunged 280 points because the president downplayed the chances of the China trade deal. He mentioned that it probably was off for now. There was a lot of cold water, so to speak, thrown on a possible break, and the market bounced in the opposite direction because the optimism tanked because of the fact that it was all dampened. And so there you go. That's the way the market rolls. When he was asked, the president said, I have no deadline, no. In some ways, I think it's better to wait until after the election with China. That's what he said ahead of the meeting with NATO leaders, which is why he is overseas. So it was, again, a rough day on the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was about 16,000 or 15,000, and then it was almost 30,000, as the president said at the International NATO Summit in London. He said it's going to be at 30,000. So there you go. A little bit of a setback, certainly, in the Chinese trade negotiations, coupled with tariffs on the French, and you got the digital tax and tariffs on Brazil, and so it rolls. Other things that happened, like I mentioned, Kamala Harris ending her bid for president. She said that it was basically a money thing, that she knew that this had to be the end of that chapter, and it was a tough decision to make. She sent out an email to her supporters, said she's taken stock and looked at it from every single angle over the last couple of days, came to a hard decision, and that was it. She said, I'm not a billionaire. That's right. This is the boys' billionaires club, because Michael Bloomberg, of course, threw his name into the center of the ring for the Democrats, and he has the kind of money that you need to run these kind of campaigns. So she said, I can't fund my own campaign, and it's become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete. And here's the bottom line. What was the message of Kamala Harris? She came out strong, had a lot of support, and then the message got muddled anyway, and she wasn't getting the numbers that a Joe Biden was getting, or some of the top Democrats that were polled running for president, which is Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, who I mentioned, or Elizabeth Warren. It's interesting, because of the question over what happens with this whole impeachment thing, because that was the other big bounce on the day, I even had the others say to me, wow, could you imagine what would happen? Would Nikki Haley jump into the middle of this? And if Nikki Haley did for the Republicans, that would be pretty tough for the Democrats. But I don't think that Trump tanks on this. I think the march to continue to keep his family in the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is where this all stays. I don't believe anything happens with impeachment. We've said that all along. You know, you look at what Mitch McConnell said, and McConnell slammed the Democrats for obsessing over impeachment. The Senate Majority Leader said they're so preoccupied with impeaching the president, they continue to stonewall in defense spending and national security and other issues. Specifically, he said if Democrats divide Congress over non-defense issues and kill those bills, they'll play right into our adversaries' hands. Remember, the Senate Democrats in September blocked a Republican-backed appropriations bill that included $693 billion in defense spending for 2020. So they passed instead the Band-Aid, a temporary spending bill last month, keeps the federal government running through December 20th, which guarantees that we'll be talking about, oh no, the clock is ticking, what will they do? Another interesting side to McConnell saying what he said and the Senate, because that would be the next step in this, the whole impeachment process, and this is what we've said all along, it's certainly a numbers thing no matter what. And the Republicans are not voting in that direction at all. In fact, there's no support for it whatsoever. So as the president said, hey, listen, it goes to the Senate, then all my guys, he said, you know, all of them can be subpoenaed. All of them can say whatever they want to say, but it makes no sense to do it or to have done it when it came to Congress itself. So there you go. And we will continue down this path. We will continue to go down this path because of the report that was released. Congressman Adam Schiff said Trump betrayed an oath to the Constitution. He stood before the mics and released the 300-page report, or said there was a 300-page report, and he said that the president attempted to coerce an ally into doing his political work and betrayed the oath he took to the U.S. Constitution in doing that. So the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Schiff said, you know, this is our release of the impeachment inquiry, and he says it chronicles a scheme by the president to coerce that ally, the Ukraine, that is war with our adversary, Russia, into doing all those political dealings. And that was at the press conference on Capitol Hill. Now, I say in this show, why do we care what's happening in Washington, or what is it that affects your life and mine? Because that's what this is all about. That's where the conversation is. He said Americans should care about whether the president of the United States is betraying their trust in him, betraying that oath that he took to the Constitution to protect our country and defend its institutions. Do you think the president does that or not? I'll throw out those digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We have an unofficial poll going, and thank you for that, because a lot of people are sending me their thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com on whether the Prez should be impeached or shouldn't be impeached, and how do you see it? And pretty much that's running about 50-50. Now you have this 300-plus page report that accuses the president of persisting in his pressure to campaign against the Ukrainians. President Zelensky didn't publicly announce the investigations that Trump wanted, and they say he's under pressure from President Trump because he requires diplomatic, financial, and military backing from the United States. But Schiff said there is cell phone records that show there was a coordinated smear campaign between a conservative journalist, Trump officials, and Republicans against the former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. So that's where this all wraps up for now, until it gets booted to the Senate. All right, we're booting it to the other side. We'll meet you. We got a long way to go on this show. Some cool things, including the mailbag, plus Medicare open enrollment. There was a bunch of questions about that. We did a four-year health segment, and the flu shot. Is it relevant? Should you get it? Look what happened to the Patriots. 8 people on the team came down with the flu. It was nasty a couple weeks ago. Hang with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it to you, call up on the phone. I like to reggae, but you dance fast for me.
All right, it's time that we get your thoughts on what's happening in D.C. and elsewhere. As it is the season to be jolly, we're getting closer and closer to the end of 2019. The whole decade, we're going to wrap it up in the next couple of weeks. Some of the amazing things that happened, some of the ridiculous things that happened, and some of the shocking things that kept us completely glued to whatever it was that was happening in the world. So on that note, let's head to our mailbag. And in the mailbag, we dive in, and here's the first one from Eric, who says, Kate, I don't know, at this point, I'm so tired of the same old impeachment droning on and on, because it just seems like, to me, not that I don't think it's serious and we should have a president that runs amok, makes his own rules, and does something to circumvent the Constitution or opponents, Republican or Democrat, but where's the hardcore? You got to have the hardcore stuff if you are going to convict, impeach, or otherwise impale someone, politician or not. And it just seems to me like the Democrats are doing this ring around the rosy thing. I'm not even one of those people who believes in some of the nonsense that you hear coming out of the mouths of babes over at Fox News, but some of this stuff is ridiculous because you do have to have the evidence, and that's what I would say, and I can't imagine the Senate does anything with this. Well, I just went into a deep dive on that. What would the Senate do? How does the Senate vote anyway? And the answer is they're not going to vote to move it anywhere. So it gets stopped dead in its tracks, but it is the inquiry, it is on the record, and it does hang around. Absolutely. In the meantime, we move over to this one, which is in a completely different direction, and this comes to us from Missy, who says, Kate, once in my life, I had to go on food stamps when I lost my job, my husband lost his job, and then ultimately my husband had a heart attack. And I was catching something today about an end to the food stamp program. What do you know about that? As somebody who always wants to stand on her own 2 feet, and now I proudly can, it was something we desperately needed. Well, they're talking about this. I think this is what you're talking about for sure, that they're announcing a plan to end benefits for like 700,000 plus. And it's just a new regulation that's harder for states to get the waivers from a requirement that the beneficiaries work or do this vocational training program. So this has been out to be cut for a long time. And now it looks like they may be able to do it. And the work requirement only applies to able-bodied people who aren't caring for a child under six. But it would be the first of three initiatives curtailing food stamp benefits that would take effect. The Urban Institute, because I saw this, I looked this up, says that in an analysis the last month, that the measures would cut 3.7 million beneficiaries from SNAP, it's called. It's the Nutritional Assistance Program, and that, which is, we used to be food stamps, but that's what they call it now, SNAP. And that would be it. And who would it hurt? And what now happens in the second phase of it is interesting and sad for people who need it. So here's what I would say. I was looking at what was going on with farms, especially with the whole battle with China and the tariffs. The Department of Agriculture says the step would save $1.1 billion in the first year, $7.9 over five. So the impact is what I would be curious about. The work rule is the thing. What is the standard there? Enrollment has declined, however, because the economy has improved. And so it was down because of that and because of the fact that there are more jobs, there's more employment opportunities. So not good if it really hits people who need it, but how do you determine that, right? Because it's individual cases. And that's what I would say. How do you met it out? How do they plan to, I think the key thing is, how do they plan to regulate that? Is it just strictly black and white, and here's what the requirement is, and that's it? And that might be what ends up happening. All right, we go to this one from Jack, who listens to us in Arizona. Kate Harris out of the race. Wow. Not surprised. She was not strong on half of the questions that she was asked deeper into this campaign. She wasn't getting the money in, and she wasn't getting the confidence votes in the polls. So I think it was just a matter of time, and it probably was smart to get out before she had to eventually close up shop anyway, and why try to raise more money? You know, it's interesting you talk about the raising money, because in the beginning, when she launched her campaign, it was big, but that was way back in January, in the beginning of the year. She had like 20,000 people who came out, and she raised $12 million in 3 months, got big endorsements, all that whole thing. And then she became like a flatliner. So that's the thing. When you do these campaigns and you're out there, right, and you're running for the highest nation in the land, the stamina, what you say, the ability to raise money or to be a billionaire and be able to have the money on your own, whatever it is, you've got to have those campaign monies in place, because you can't combat what else is out there if you don't have a strong message and you're not out there with that strong message hitting the people, and that, which means tube. And then think of the amount of people that vote. You know, how many people vote in the United States, right? And I say this all the time. To me, it's heartbreaking that more people don't vote, because whichever way you decide to vote, whatever label you want to slap on yourself, when you look at how many people of voting age in the United States vote, like I was looking at this 2012 election, and of the voting population, the turnout was 54% and change. 54%. Then if you look at 2018, 50.3% of eligible voters in 2018. 36.7% of eligible voters in 2014. So you get it. I mean, if we go backwards. But the numbers dropped. Sad. And young people have the lowest turnout. Turnout increases at the age of 50, and then it falls back down again. So in 1970-something, 18-year-olds got the right to vote, but then promptly many of them ignored it. What do you do to get people to go out and vote? Some people think it should be a national holiday. I'm not opposed to that if that number were to jump. You know, I spent some time in Ecuador many years ago, and there you have to vote if you want to leave Ecuador. So they want to take trips to Miami or go wherever. You can't leave the country if you don't vote. They pay attention to who's voting. Now, you could argue it's the have and the have-nots, and there's many things wrong with that country. But I thought it was interesting that there was no choice in the matter. Basically, if you wanted to go on holiday or spend some time someplace else, you better get off your assets and get to the polls and vote. Or if, certainly in this country, I mean, ridiculous, right? If you have an ailment, you're somewhere, absentee ballots. Does it make any sense? It's just that we're so apathetic, or we're sick of the same old thing, or it's the same loop. What is it? What is it that drives people from the polls instead of to the polls, especially when you get the right to vote? Right? You get the right to vote, but then you don't exercise it. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to me. Hey, by the way, because I'm a history nut, and I know some of you are too, and I got an email from Russell who said as much to me, and he said, did you realize, Kate, that on the 4th of December, it was when General George Washington said his farewell to his officers in New York? And of course I do. You know, when I used to go home to Philadelphia, we would always talk about it. It would always be in the news. They would do it a reenactment. Farewell address and the crossing, getting in the boat and crossing over to the other side, and how huge that was. And his farewell address, the actual address, so something a little bit different, was a letter that was written to friends and fellow citizens after 20 years of public service in the United States. And he wrote it near the end of his second term of his presidency before he retired to Mount Vernon in Virginia. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a sweeping impeachment report,
the House outlined evidence of significant conduct by President Donald Trump toward Ukraine, findings that will now underscore a debate over whether the 45th president should be removed from office. The 300-page report from Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee makes the case that Trump misused power of his office for personal political gain and, in the course of their investigation, obstructed Congress by stonewalling the proceedings like no other president in our history. The report does not render a judgment on whether Trump's actions stemming from a July 25th phone call from Ukraine rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, though. That is for Congress to decide. In a statement from the White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, she said, "Chairman Schiff and the Democrats utterly failed to provide and produce any evidence of wrongdoing by the president." This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised, because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Welcome back, Kate Delaney. Happy holidays. Kwanzaa. Menorahs. Whatever it is you celebrate. You might have a menorah. You might have an advent calendar. You might have something else. But it is the season for celebrating. It is the end of the year. Sadly, at the end of the year, there are layoffs. And it's interesting. Time for another segment of Mr. Kate Delaney. Paulie, have you ever been laid off at a holiday?
Never.
Yeah, I certainly have. I certainly have been laid off as a when I was a kid at some jobs, but never when they when different broadcasting entities absorbed other ones. Actually, it only happened to me once, but it wasn't during the holidays. That's rough when you get that holiday layoff. And some people say, no, it's better because you get that advance notice. Yeah, right, advance notice. All right, something cheerier. How about Oreo? They've got a mystery flavor that they're going to unveil. If you could have anything in between two Oreo cookies, any kind of flavor, I want you to think about this for a second, because we're going to have some fun here, right? It's called Odds and Ends for a reason. What would it be? What do you think that taste would be?
Vanilla icing.
They already have that, so boo, you have to come up with another flavor. Listen, you like hot sauce, you're an eater. You like to eat, and you like, I think, I'll just reveal to America, like most, like a lot of people, you like junk food. So what flavors of junk food do you like the best? I can tell you what kind of flavor you'd want in an Oreo.
I don't want my Oreos messed with.
If you wanted a different flavor, you're a taco head. I've never seen a man consume so many tacos. Probably in the... How long have we been married?
I was going to say something.
Okay, how many years have we been married?
12.
If you're going to make a joke, you got to spit it out. Any comedian will tell you, you got to get right to the point. All right, we've been married 12 years, so...
I withheld my statement.
Yeah, 12 years. I mean, you probably have consumed, I don't know, 2,500 tacos at least. I've never seen anyone eat that many tacos.
Is this what keeps you up at night? Is this what you dream of?
No, but I'm saying, so if somebody asks you what flavor, because that's a flavor you like, it would be taco seasoning. It would be something that would be taco seasoned, I think, in between the Oreos because of your how much you love tacos.
Don't ruin my Oreos.
So Oreo did reveal its mystery flavor. The mystery flavor is churro. They confirmed that they launched these cookies because what they do is they do a contest and people, you know, guess the flavor, all that kind of stuff. The winner was notified. They get $50,000. So when you make an offhanded, snarky comment when I ask you about flavors, you need to think about this. If you could win $50,000, that would be big. That'd be some vacations. That would pay off some bills. So I want everybody out there to realize there are contests like this going on around you all the time, and you could win big. 2 years ago, Oreo released mystery cookies flavored like fruity pebbles. So this time, they're saying that the person who came up with the churro and said that's what they wanted, boom, they won. That's it. So that's it. 50 grand. And they try unusual flavors for the cookies. They had five new tastes. They had maple cream and mint, chocolate chip. They've also had sweetest fish and cherry cola.
That's just wrong.
Would you like to win $50,000?
Taco Oreos aren't happening. Quit trying to make Taco Oreos happen.
All right, so, by the way, for everybody listening and they think, why aren't you talking about the impeachment? Why aren't you talking about Trump tweeting about Kamala Harris? Because this segment is Mr. Kate Delaney, and we're talking about things that are interesting to couples, like, or people who aren't couples, just people who want to hear interesting things.
Are you announcing we're consciously uncoupling?
No, I should with all that taco smell that's always wafting through this house. It's so annoying. All right, so tomorrow, if you want some free cookies, there are places where you can find free cookies because it's National Cookie Day. So there are businesses that give away batches of cookies. So, like, Starbucks has a new holiday drink, and then they apparently may give you a cookie or half a cookie. Supposedly, that's the rumor, but that's not official. The places where you can get free cookies, Doubletree, but they give them to you anyway, so why is that a big deal? The Great American Cookies Company, you get a free original chip cookie if you go to the participating stores. How about Insomnia Cookies? You get a free traditional cookie at one of their 145 locations. Plus, they have an insomnia contest. Five people will win free cookies for a year. Jack in the Box, through December 15th, if you get a minimum order of from Grubhub, you get a free large Oreo shake with delivery.
Everybody else can go to Mrs. Fields at the mall and get a free cookie tomorrow.
Yeah, and Mrs. Fields cookies are good. That's an East Coast thing. When I was a kid, we would go to Mrs. Fields. We'd go to the mall and we'd go to Mrs. Fields.
Riveting.
This is riveting radio. This is why I'm crushing all those men out there that are on the radio making $1 million. Well, making $10 million, $20 million, whatever they're making. They have planes and everything else.
I can see why you're crushing them.
All right, so we're moving on from that. This is so fascinating. This is fascinating. I don't care if you have a nice ride or you have a jalopy, but you like it because it runs and you don't have to pump a lot of do-re-mi into it. People are fascinated by cars, and I definitely am one of them. I don't know a lot about cars, so I'm not that fascinated about what's underneath the hood. But General Motors, Ford, Tesla, Porsche, and Volkswagen are among the automakers that are going to roll out new electric cars. vehicles because that competition is heating up. That's not a surprise. You still have to realize it represents fewer than 1 in 50 new car sales. People are not used to shopping for electric cars. Plus, it's all about price. I think when people, middle class people, go to shop for cars. So if you're filthy rich, you don't care. You'll get whatever you want. You'll get whatever toy you want. If you have a limited budget, I think you might want a really cool car, but I don't know. Electric feels risky to people. Do you think people are worried about the whole electric thing and what happens if I run out? You know, what do you think?
Sure, that holds a lot of people back. The range anxiety, as they call it, for electric vehicles. So that's why hybrids are more popular than electric vehicles, because they'll still run even if the battery's depleted. So
yes, electric vehicles, to me, that is what the big concern is. I had a former friend who was meeting me somewhere, and she, you know, would fill up her car with electricity at home, and, you know, that's what you do, you plug it in, and didn't realize it was low, ran out of electricity, and then had a whole panic thing of having to get electricity, find a charging station, and it took a very long time. So I think you're right. I think part of it is the anxiety, not even just this whole sticker price shock thing, but the anxiety of, am I going to be able to get these charges? But now more and more, you do see that there are charging stations. I'm seeing them pop up at grocery stores. I'm seeing them at convenient locations. But you get stuck in traffic, you're out somewhere further out, and it could be nerve-wracking. Eventually, I mean, here's a good question. When will we see that it'll just be all electric cars? Do you think we'll ever see that in our lifetimes, or no?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I think because of what you said, I think the anxiety of that. And listen, the automakers want to sell cars. They might have these cool cars that are rolling out, but they got to sell them so that they stay in business. So I guess it's a balance between that and then also government regulation. I mean, gasoline isn't going to go away. And the people who want gasoline to still continue to thrive and survive are not going to want all electric cars, because how long ago do we have the capacity to have electric cars? It was a long time ago.
Well, I think change is going to happen fast with the oil industry and the lawsuit that they're going to be facing. So, I mean, even automakers like Porsche are making a push to go all electric. All the race car teams are going electric. They have hybrid vehicles that are thousands of horsepower that are partially electric vehicles. A lot of the propulsion is powered by electricity. So we're going to see electric vehicles take over in our lifetime.
All right. So I disagree. I don't think we will. So we are at odds once again over cars this time. I think you'll see it increase the usage, but I don't think it will completely take over. But again, that depends on regulations and what happens and whatnot. All right, here's a big question. Is there a cutoff point for when it's too late to get a tree? Do you think it's ever too late to get a tree for Christmas?
July.
No, dummy. They only have the tree lots up like in the beginning of December. So if it's like the 24th of December or 23rd, is it like, forget it, why even get a tree?
Well, we've set a record for pretty late trees at one point.
I can't remember the latest that we got it. Do you remember?
One year we got one like a week before Christmas.
Ugh. You know, here's the thing. You have to have a partner who's into it and wants to get it, wants to put it up, can do all that stuff. I don't think you're as into it as you think you are. So I don't think you're into getting the whole tree.
No, your mom was into the Christmas trees.
So, my mother was into the Christmas trees. We're not. Bah, humbug. All right, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's off to get tacos. I'll be back on the flip side. In fact, we've got a great segment for your health, talking about some key Medicare dates that you want to hear, and also about the flu and getting a flu shot. Stay with us.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Deadlines are coming up rapidly here. Medicare open enrollment, especially. Dr. Kara James, director of the Office of Minority Health at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, joins us now. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on. So when officially does the Medicare open enrollment end?
Well, thank you so much for having me, Kate. And Medicare open enrollment ends on December 7th. And as you noted, it is quickly approaching. So we're encouraging all Medicare beneficiaries to take a moment to review their plans for the coming year and to see if they'd like to make a switch.
Yeah, so that's important. People get confused about that. Medicare beneficiaries, as you say, take a moment to look at the plans, etc. That's what you do during open enrollment, and that's why there's this period, obviously, to also do the review and make sure it's correct, right?
That is correct. As we know, our health changes in the course of a year, our finances may change, our providers may change, and we also find that the health plans change. So it's a good time to review what those changes are and to see what the options are for the coming year to find the plan that best meets their needs. Because in some cases, in many cases actually, premiums have decreased nationwide and there may be a cheaper option out there.
Oh, that's a good thing. Why should someone consider perhaps like a Medicare Advantage plan?
Right. So Medicare Advantage plans are a little bit different from original Medicare in that they offer all of the benefits of original Medicare, but they also offer supplemental and additional benefits. So there are some plans that offer vision coverage or dental coverage, and there are also plans that are offering additional benefits to help individuals with chronic conditions such as transportation or in-home meal delivery, as well as filters for those who may have asthma. So depending on an individual's needs, there may be something that better meets their needs than what they currently have.
Yeah, we're speaking to Dr. Kara James, and we're talking about Medicare. What resources are available online for everybody listening?
So there are a number of resources to help people navigate this decision. The first one is our website, which is medicare.gov, and there is a plan finder tool that individuals can see and compare plans in their area. If they're looking for a prescription drug plan and they log on to the plan finder, it'll automatically populate with some of the prescriptions that they have filled in the past year so they can see how exactly their plans would relate to what their needs are. We also have a call center at 1-800-MEDICARE, where that's available 24/7, so individuals can call and talk to someone. And there's also local help, so if an individual would like to sit down with an individual face-to-face and ask their questions and go over the information, they can find those individuals through our state health insurance program or our SHIP counselors, and that information is also available on Medicare.gov or through the call center at 1-800-MEDICARE. But again, that deadline is quickly approaching, so as you can imagine, people are going to be pretty busy.
What happens if people miss the deadline?
So we hope no one will miss that December 7th deadline, but if individuals do, there are some individuals for whom, if their plan is ending in 2020, they will have what's called a special enrollment period where they are able to have a little bit more time. They'll get a couple months into the beginning of the year to allow them to make a choice about a new plan. For other individuals, if they miss that December 7th deadline, they will continue in the plan that they currently have, and they will have to wait until the next open enrollment period in October of 2020 before they can make a change. So,
all right.
Again, hope they don't miss it.
Yeah, I hope they don't miss it either. And so just remember, keep that Saturday, December 7th deadline in mind, too, as well. Dr. James, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
All right, as we continue on this version of For Your Health, a couple of quick things have popped up, and we haven't talked about this, but the flu vaccine, and should you get it, should you not get it, all that kind of thing. And I was just reading a story that I thought was interesting because some of you have grandchildren or children who are listening. Currently, they say 40% of children don't get a flu vaccine, and public health folks are trying to change that because they say the flu kills children. They've got the numbers. The flu kills children every year. Last year, 143 lost their lives to the flu. And, you know, that's a dicey thing. Some parents don't want to do it. And doctors at the National Center for Disease Preparedness at Columbia University say parents should have no barriers when it comes to getting a flu shot. I just saw this guy quoted Dr. Erwin Redliner, and he's the director for that center at Columbia. And he says they call it a no-brainer, that it's not a big deal, and that, you know, it's a powerful way to stop that. One of the places that you see many getting vaccinated, I just was shopping, and the place where I was shopping, they had a pharmacy there, and I noticed they had signs all about the flu. So pharmacies are a big alternative for a lot of people. But what's interesting is three states, Florida, Connecticut, and you're listening to us there, and Vermont, don't allow children to be vaccinated in pharmacies, and another 30 states have restrictions based on the child's age. So why, I don't know why that is, but just be aware of that, because you, again, you see all those signs, and then it kind of piques people's interest or desire, should I get it or not? And even with adults, there's always that push-pull of, does it help? What's the deal? Should we get it? Etc. And I've talked to many doctors who say, why not? So roll the dice and not get it, roll the dice and get it. It depends on your point of view, but it is interesting that there are many places where you can't. And, you know, when this is happening, I was thinking about the NFL because, of course, we always do our nail the score thing. And the New England Patriots have a big game coming up. And they're down without a few of their key players. You know, every week is a big game. They're down without a few key players because of a flu bug that hit the team. 8 players missed a practice before their game against Houston. And there's an example of it, people that were just listed on the team's injury report. And the reason why is because of the flu. And one of the things that they said afterwards is one of the doctors was quoted as saying they hadn't seen anything like this with the Patriots for like 10 years. And isn't it interesting? There was even shots of one player I saw video wise wearing a mask in the locker room. So like I said, you think of the flu and then look what happens to a team like the Patriots, look, a professional football team, because of that bug that started to make its way, you know, around. All right, let's finish up this version of For Your Health with this one. How about this? You know, we go from the flu shot and talking about Medicare with Dr. James and the open enrollment, and that's important for that date. And I know some of you certainly listening here that affects you, to New York City and something that we don't talk about a lot anymore because of how it shattered lives in the past, but not so much on our radar these days. But New York City has surpassed a major goal against HIV and AIDS 2 years ahead of schedule, they say. They had originally set a goal of 2020, known as 90-90-90, and that's the percentage of people with HIV who know their status, who are on treatment, and whose viral load is suppressed. They said as of 2018, they had surpassed those numbers. 93% of people with HIV had gotten a diagnosis, 90 are on treatment, 92 are of those on treatment are suppressed, are virally suppressed. So isn't that interesting to think of how far that's come? London and Amsterdam were the first of the UN, because this was their program, UN's priority fast-track cities to reach that 90-90-90 target, and a number of other cities and urban areas and other places around the world have met that target, or at least part of that target. So that was just announced a few days ago, and that is pretty historic when you think of what globally HIV, AIDS, etc. has done. In fact, in 2018, there were 37.9 million people living with HIV, and 79% weren't aware of their status. 62% were getting treated. 53% had undetectable levels of the virus, which means they can't transmit it, HIV sexually anyway. So that, like I said, that is a big, 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 big feat. And because of where we were decades ago and where we are now, it's amazing, especially in some of these areas where it's so, so prevalent. That wraps up this edition of For Your Health. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.